Dictation for Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, Michaels, M-I-C-H-E-L-S, August 20, 54, address as a letter to Kurt, A-U-R-T, Boyd, B-O-Y-D, N-P. Dear Mr. Boyd, consultation for Mr. Michaels. As you are aware, incidental finding of right-sided renal mass, primarily cancer, with extensions to adjacent structures. Workup in progress, University of Michigan, has also seen locally Dr. Liu, L-I-U, urology, as well as oncology with Dr. Sukari, S-U-K-A-R-I. University of Michigan has done an MRI, as well as a biopsy yesterday, kidney and liver, results are pending. Supposed to see oncology, University of Michigan, January 16. The mass was found incidentally at the time of a CT scan screening for smoking for lung cancer. He has chronic back pain, which the pain has increased over the last few months, probably related to cancer. Has been taking for many years for arthritis naproxen, discontinued within the last few weeks. He's been a smoker, but discontinued 10 years ago, mostly pipe and cigars. He is a volunteer in the fire department. He's trying to lose weight on purpose, down from 192. Appetite is good without vomiting, dysphagia, no bleeding, no gross hematuria, no urinary infection. He used to donate blood in a regular basis. No gross edema, claudication symptoms, no radiation of the back pain to the legs. In IHS pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, no oxygen, no pyrrole material hemoptysis, no orthopnea PND, no skin rash or bruises. Next paragraph, the past medical history for hypertension, which is new within the last 2 years. The arthritis and anti-inflammatory agents exposure. Denies diabetes, no DVT, thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no TIS or stroke, no coronary artery disease or heart problems, no chronic liver disease or hepatitis. Next paragraph, prior smoker of cigar and pipes. Minor alcohol intake. Next paragraph, reported side effects, allergies to penicillin with a rash. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, present medication, Norvasc. Iron once a week and vitamin C. Naproxen already discontinued. A number of vitamins and supplements. Next paragraph, surgery for bilateral knee scope. The recent biopsy, right kidney and apparently right liver. Next paragraph, early review system is negative. Next paragraph, physical exam, weight 182, 70 inches tall, blood pressure 150 over 70 on the left side, by nurse initially 132 over 80, alert oriented 93, mild decrease hearing, normal speech, normal eye movements, no respiratory distress, no expressive aphasia, no gross palpable neck masses, no fibro, no lymph nodes, no carotid bruit, JBV, distant breath sounds clear, no arrhythmia, pericardial rap or murmurs, no abdominal tenderness, no masses, no ascites, no gross peripheral edema or focal deficit, minor discomfort on the right flank area. Next paragraph. Last chemistries from December 2nd. Creatinine has increased up to 1.5, 1.6 from a baseline within the last couple of years of 1.1 to 1.2. There is a normal sodium, upper potassium at 5, normal acid base, normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, present GFR 47 stage 3, normal glucose, normal white blood cell hemoglobin, indexes small red blood cell at 75, normal platelet count. No reported urinary retention. PSA not elevated, negative hepatitis C. Multiple CT scans, kidney ultrasound showing mass on the right kidney with evidence of obstruction. Left kidney appears to be normal. I'm going to highlight the MRI report done yesterday at University of Michigan. The mass on the right kidney now replace the right kidney in the 80%, extending to the sinus fat, perinephric space, right adrenal gland, which is now 6.9 centimeters. The kidney mass is 10 centimeters or bigger. There is also liver metastasis, 2.7 centimeters. There is invasion of the right renal vein. Retroperitoneal node metastasis, 2.4 by 1.7, 2 by 1.4, 5 areas of pulmonary metastasis. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Likely cancer of the right kidney with extension as indicated above. Evaluation, University of Michigan Urology to see oncology also in the near future. Next number, chronic kidney disease. This likely represents one functioning kidney on the left side, given the extensive abnormalities on the right kidney. The function of that kidney is probably already gone. He most likely is going to require radical nephrectomy as well as chemotherapy. I believe his kidney function is probably going to be close to the present level. He will not require dialysis. It will be unlikely. Next number, hypertension in the office, considering the circumstances not well controlled, monitor at home before we adjust medications. Next number, likely iron deficiency, prior blood donation, no documented external bleeding. Update iron studies on the next blood test. Blood test to be repeated. Next number, nicotine exposure, no respiratory failure, clinical findings, no severe emphysema. Next number, according to urology, atrophy of the left testicle with some varicocele. Next paragraph, comments, all issues discussed with the patient and wife, urgency to have final treatment of this condition as he is at risk for more complications. The mass has expanded rapidly from 6 centimeters within the last 2-3 months to the present level. No prior compromise of lungs and liver, now they are compromised. We will follow over time. All questions answered, end of dictation.